Well, hello everyone. I'm so excited to be here, and this obviously means that the season's right around the corner. We've been working really hard. Really since I got hired, we jumped right into the gym, and we were grinding all summer. Summer was more so getting better individually and working on fundamental skills. We had a couple of team practices sprinkled in, but our team has just been, committed from day one to new philosophy, new style of play. And I'm just really proud of where we are right now. Obviously, we have a lot of work to do. It's still early, but I'm excited and optimistic about what we have and who we have returning. Obviously, lost one from last year, so we have a seasoned team returning. And I think, everyone has gotten better individually, which is only going to help us get better as a team. So we have a strong schedule, non-conference. Our players are ready. We open up for our first regular season game on the road at Minnesota, so it's going to be a good test right off the bat. I think we have some surprises on our team. Obviously, we know the ones that everybody thinks is going to produce for us, which Will and, Alexa Willard and Bryce and Jasmine Franklin. But I think we have some other surprises that I'll get into later, people that have just been really producing in practice. So I'm excited and eager to get started. And, we have our first little inter-squad scrimmage next weekend, so we'll see. That's really what I wanted to start with. If anybody has any questions for me, obviously you do, I'll take them now.
Does it feel to you like the season's right around the corner? Or has the summer been so long for a first-year head coach that you're just ready to go?
Yeah, you hit a time in practice where you're kind of doing things that are a little bit repetitive and the players get an itch to play somebody else. So we're doing some things like we're scrimmaging our scout guys tomorrow just so we can kind of get into game mode. And, obviously we have the inter-squad scrimmage coming up and then we have our exhibition games. But, yeah, everybody's kind of itching to play a different team and to get our rotations together and just see how we look against somebody else.
Obviously coming in as a new coach, especially a first-time head coach, there are some challenges. But when your team's out there hyping you up for photos and everything, how quickly have y'all bonded both on kind of a personal level and with a new system coming in?
Yeah, I've said it over and over again, my overall coaching philosophy, which is FAB, I like acronyms, family, academics, basketball, but family's first, and it's first for a reason. It's important to me in my personal life, but it's important to me in my professional life. So in the summer, as we did, start getting after it on the court, it was really important for me to get to know them as individuals, not just on the court. So we did a lot of bonding individually, a lot of lunches, come to my house, things like that. Just so I can get to know more about them, and had nothing to do with basketball. Just what kind of family do you have? Where do you come from? What are your favorite things? I just really wanted to invest in them as people, and that's important for me because I always say, in coaching or in dealing with people or players, my philosophy is, people talk about tough love. Mine is reverse it, love tough. And I believe if you establish love in a genuine relationship with your players, with anybody, then they'll run through a wall for you when you have to be tough on them.
Coach, your thoughts on number two in the league, pick number two?
I knew that was coming. I think we were a little disrespected, I'm going to be honest. Picking number two, I don't really have any problems with that. Just adds fuel to the fire, I think. But what we kind of have a chip on our shoulder about is not having one player on a, preseason all-conference team. And I think – we got to prove ourselves. Individually, I think that they've worked really hard and gotten better. So I think, we just got to go out there and prove it.
Is that something the players have kind of felt too, a little disrespect?
Yeah, for sure. Because we have a good team. I went to Sweet 16 last year, obviously, but we have good players. And I believe we have some of the best players in our conference on our team, multiple players on our team. So, it's just what other people think about you. It doesn't mean it's our reality. So we just got to go out every game and prove ourselves.
Coach, you have two seniors on the roster. Just talk about how they've been so far in leading this early effort and then your expectations of them going into this season.
Yeah, excuse me. With seniors, you always want, leadership and a leadership role. And I think, obviously, Alexa, she's played a lot of minutes. She was, integral part of that run last year. And, she's done a great job just leading by example and just being the – like accepting her role and being the player I want her to be, and this team needs her to be. So I think we're going to see a lot of great things from her, not just leadership, just production, period, on the court. Shamika is, it's a different story with her blowing her ACL in January last year. So Shamika's, you know, she's got to be a leader of one right now before she can help lead the team. And her, you know, just getting herself healthy. She got cleared probably like about a month ago. So she's got to get in shape, you know, and it's kind of glaring that she's not quite in shape because the rest of the team is in great shape. excuse me. So with Shamika, you know, hers is just getting herself back to a point where she can be an impact and help, you know, other people and lead. I wouldn't say necessarily they're all younger girls. To me, I think one of the bigger surprises is going to be Emily. Emily has completely, you know, first of all, she's healthy. She's been battling some things in the past. But she's completely committed to just getting herself in shape, you know, eating the right things she needs to eat, you know, pushing herself in practice. She makes every sprint in 11 seconds. And she's bought into just being the best that she can be, being physical in the paint. That's not something that she has necessarily done in the past, but now she's, you know, our scout team is like, man, now we got to really try and fight around and get around Emily because she's being very physical. And that's something that I preach to her every day because she's so big and strong. She's got to be a force in the paint for us on both sides of the ball. So she's one. Ellie's playing very, very confident, shooting the ball at a high clip. I mean, she probably makes like 15 threes a practice in live play. So we just need Ellie to stay confident and, you know, play to her role and what we need. And then some of the freshmen, Maya's playing great at the point guard position, and the Sydney Manning, Sydney Wilson, both of those, they're doing a great job for us right now. Sydney Manning shooting the ball very well, Sydney Wilson playing multiple positions and just finding her, you know, her niche. But I think that all of them have gotten head and shoulders better than they were last year, those freshmen. And Emily and Ellie, them playing with the confidence that they have right now is really going to help us. Again, Abby, you know, I think we can be a pretty deep team. You know, I'm naming a lot of people. But Abby Hip, she's like kind of like our glue. You know, everybody likes Abby. She's kind of keeps everybody together, makes the right basketball play, doesn't mess up, you know, plays, doesn't, you know, has a great IQ. Now, the only thing I'm trying to get her to do is, you know, find her shot a little bit more and be a little bit more selfish because she's always looking to get everybody involved, but people got to respect her as well. So I'm really pleased with everybody. I'm optimistic. Obviously, I'm not saying, you know, it's going to be easy ride. Every game is going to be tough. We have a tough schedule. But I just like where our players are and the commitment that they've had to just working hard and getting better every day.
Obviously, only one true freshman on the roster. When you have all these players that are learning a new system, to have one come in who's starting college basketball for the first time, what have you seen out of Trinity?
Yeah, I mean, the thing you see the most from high school and college is just everybody's bigger, faster, stronger. You know, so Trinity's biggest thing is she has to get stronger, and that's not going to happen overnight. I mean, really, you're going to see the biggest jump from freshman year to sophomore year is their strength and their stamina. So that's probably when we'll see that the most with Trinity. But what she brings is she can really shoot the ball and stretch the defense. She can shoot the three. She can shoot the 15-footer. She has a turnaround jumper and a low post, so she can score. But her challenge is, can she guard a physical post player, or can she, you know, bury somebody in the post? You know, that's not really her game right now, but it will be eventually. So that's been her transition. But honestly, having a new system, a completely different system, it's almost like, to a certain extent, everybody's freshman again, you know, because everybody has to learn my terminology, you know, my style of play, defensively, offensively. So they have, you know, but at first, everybody's head was spinning, and you couldn't really count on your seniors to bring your freshmen along because they were like, oh, we don't know what's going on, you know. So now they've, you know, kind of got a hang of things.
Coach, when you got the job, your thoughts coming into Springfield and Missouri State, and now what it is, what was the biggest difference or biggest surprise now from your seat from when you first got the job, took the job?
Well, as far as Springfield, I didn't really know how nice Springfield was. So that was kind of a big surprise to me. I mean, I love the restaurants, great food here. So much to do for my son and my family and my husband. So as far as just the community, and the community is so welcoming. I mean, I knew Lady Bear fans were, you know, I knew they were strong, but just to see how many come out to like the breakfast we do or any event we do, that was kind of not really surprising, but it was just like overwhelmingly nice. And then as far as basketball, I think coming into Missouri State, I didn't realize how athletic we are. And so that was probably from the first workout I did, that was the most surprising thing. And I was like, wow, you know, because you have your, you know, ideas of the style of play and my philosophy and all that, but you have to also tweak your system based on what you have. And we had exactly what I needed, you know, so that was exciting as well.